Why are you so scared, Bowen? Let's see. Is it because I'm a boon? Or is it because you think I'm a murderer? What? You think I did Creed? And I'm coming to do you next? Rah! She screamed again and worked her way over to Alex, who said, Maybe we should all just make like a tree and leaf.
My dad's a cop, Renee breathed nervously. Don't fuck with me.
She looked so ridiculously scared, and it was pissing me off that she could assume Bo might kill someone without even knowing him. She could be just as vicious as he could sometimes, and no one was accusing her. Bo was laughing.
Oh, yeah, right, Renee. I killed him.
He looked at me with these huge laughing eyes.
How did we do it, Adams? I forget.
I wanted to frame her face to remember the day Renee Bowen got scared. Who knows, maybe I still had the Digger Haynes story in my head.
We took a gun and shot him?
I asked. I felt guilty right away. I didn't really want to make fun of them. I only wanted Renee to know what it felt like to be on the receiving end.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. I took a gun and shot him and left him for dead in the woods,
Bo said.
And as for your dad, it's way funny that he should be calling Mrs. McDermott a slut. What does that make your dad?
Allie grabbed his arm and croaked his name out with wide eyes. She had looked ready to croak since she'd hit Renee. That was so out of form for her. But now her eyes looked ready to roll back in her head.
What are you babbling about, Richardson?
Renee muttered.
Bo ignored Allie for the moment.
I mean, your dad was screwing her all last year.
Allie let out a blood-curdling screech and covered her face with her hands. She started sobbing and shouted,
Why did you have to tell her that? I'm never telling you anything ever again, I swear to God.
She started to take off toward the woods, and Bo ran after her. I couldn't hear what he was saying to her, but I could hear her sobbing.
That was stupid. Why do you have to be so stupid sometimes?
I turned and looked at Renee and Alex. Somehow, Alex had my macaroni and cheese container in his hand. I couldn't even remember how that happened. They looked stun-gunned, like somebody had given them an electric shock. From Allie's reaction, I could feel in my bones that it was true. It seemed incredible at first. My friend's dad, chief of police, fooling around on his wife. I didn't think after hearing about Allie's mom and that perv that anything could shock me. But this did a little. I remembered Chief Bowen's face from the other night at the station, when he was trying to get Allie and me to lie. He had a heartless streak. I had just never seen it so clearly before. Maybe I couldn't have handled it before, so I didn't let myself see it.